Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Larry Smith, Washington and Keokuk County Emergency Management Coordinator, about Severe Weather Awareness Week.
It's a proclamation from the state, Governor Branstad puts out, and each year we exercise a Severe Awareness Weather Week. Wednesday is going to be tornado statewide drill. Thursday is severe thunderstorms. And then Friday, we want everybody to review their family preparedness plans that they have.
And talking about the drill, the tornado drill on Wednesday, what is that all about?
They do a statewide tornado drill. We encourage the schools, the businesses, state and local governments to participate in the, as well as individuals. So at 10 a.m. they'll issue a statewide tornado warning.
What should people do when they hear the sirens go off and they tune into KCII and they hear that there's this drill happening?
Well, during the drill, we want you to be thinking about where you're at when the drill comes in and how you could take shelter, and also what your plans would be to notify your friends and family after the storm goes through and that you're safe and sound.
Talking about those preparedness kits, what should people have in their homes and also in their cars?
Well, in their cars, in the summertime, you want to have water, some snacks in your vehicle, as well as maybe a rain poncho.
What should folks have at home, maybe in their basements or their safe spot, should a storm run through?
In your home, we'd like to have you have some non-perishable foods. It may not quite be your favorites that you like to eat, but you got to plan on, you might be without any assistance for up to 72 hours. Then if you have to evacuate your home, have a small amount of, if you've got to take medications in your bag, some cash, because the storm may shut down the internet that runs all of our ATMs and such. So you want to have some real basic items like that. And in your home, you should have like 1 gallon of water per person per day. So you can use that for drinking and such.
Should folks also prepare for their pets?
Yes, many of us have companion animals, and so then we always want to make sure that those are inside and out of the elements as well. A lot of them are very fearful animals of lightning, thunderstorms, and such, so you want to be able to protect them and keep them on a leash, you know, if they could actually get outside.
And should people keep any documents for themselves and their animals?
It's really good to have on file at home, say, your vaccination records of your animals. So if you would have to go to a shelter, that you'd have that immunization record for your companion animals as well.
Talking about the statewide tornado drill and tornado watch, can you explain the difference between what a watch is and what a warning is?
Well, the watch is, you know, we want everybody to be very vigilant of your surroundings and what the weather's doing. So every morning we encourage you to check in your local media source and see what's on the plan for the day, what the weather is going to bring us here in southeast Iowa. And then so if the threatening weather comes more prevalent, the National Weather Service, based out of the Quad Cities, will issue either a severe thunderstorm watch or warning, or if they need to, they'll step it up to a tornado watch. The watch is just that. We want you to be watching the skies, the environments around you, and if there's stronger activity, the Weather Service will upgrade it to a warning. When it goes to a warning phase, we want you to be in your safe place. Your safe place is your basement, interior room of your home, or at work, a safe place as well.
Now, if you're driving down the road and you hear a thunderstorm watch come across the radio or across your phone, what should you do? And then on the same note, what would you do if there was a warning?
During thunderstorm watch, you know, you can encounter heavy, heavy rains. And there, if you're driving down the road, you know, we encourage you to get off the roadway. So if somebody doesn't rear end you, get in a safe distance off the roadway and to wait it out till the storm passes. And then if there's a warning and it's getting real threatening to you, pull over the side and be prepared to get out. If you have to get down like in a culvert into a low-lying area, but be really cautious of any, if there's any flash flooding going on, so you don't put yourself into additional harm's way.
Say you're out grocery shopping and there's a warning. What should you do in that instance if you're in another business, not necessarily where you work?
Warnings when you're out in public buildings and stuff, you know, you want to look around and see what's available in these larger centers, shopping centers. You know, they're very open. So, you know, get to the bathroom area where more of a brick, sturdy structure is to be in, And yes, there's going to be a lot. It's very, very crowded in there, but yet we want you a little inconvenience on being crowded. Sure can save a lot of lives.
And earlier you talked about when there's a watch, you want people to be aware of what's going on regarding the weather. What are some of the things they should be watching for?
Well, one thing is when you're at home, you know, have your all hazards radio plugged in, the batteries in there ready to go in case you need to, the electricity being out. But we really want you to stay tuned to your local media, whether it be your social media or your TV. KCII does a great job on their severe weather action team getting the information out.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about getting ready for this spring and this summer regarding severe weather?
Well, we've all been through a lot of storms here in southeast Iowa over the years, and we just want everybody to continue to be very vigilant on it. And then if you see anything, any really strong storm cells or anything, call it in, or so we can get some spotters out there to verify what you're seeing, and then so we can relay that information onto the Weather Service and get additional people warned of the path of the severe weather.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Larry Smith, Emergency Management Coordinator for Washington and Keokuk Counties. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.